7 o'clock. Let's call this meeting in order, please. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Coke. Colosimo.
Present.
Melschewski.
Here.
Frieders.
Here.
Funkhauser.
Here.
Tarulis.
Here.
Teeling. A quorum is established.
All right, any amendments to tonight's agenda? If not, we do have a presentation. I believe someone's presenting us with something tonight.
Yes, just want to take a minute to present the council with a plaque.
Okay.
There's also an award panel. This was for the recently received ACEC Special Achievement Award. ACEC is an annual engineering excellence competition, award competition, in which they review a number of projects and hand out awards. So the city was able to achieve basically the second highest level award, which is the special achievement. So we're just here to present the plaque.
Okay.
Council.
You want me to just do it?
No. I was going to say, everyone get up. Everyone get in the picture. Yeah. What do you say? Get a group picture.
Yeah.
And a group achievement.
I'm ready.
A group achievement.
Whatever you want to call it.
Oh, that Joel and Joel, somebody called that. Yeah.
A group up.
That's right. I'll send it to you right now.
Guy in the back.
Mark, running photos. Just cheese.
There we go.
Okay.
Tony,
next. Tony, next. That'll work. There we go. 2, 3.
Yep. Brian.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, Brian. That's a heavy plaque.
Could be a weapon.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
That's wrong. Okay, they think of pretend.
That's wrong. I got it.
Okay. We do have a public hearing. So we go into public hearing for the proposed fiscal year 2017-2018 budget. Is there anyone from the public that has any comments on the fiscal year 2017-2018 budget? Hearing none, we will close public hearing on the 2017-2018 budget. Do we have any citizen comments on items that are on the agenda this evening? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Melschewski?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Motion passes.
I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of the regular city council meeting of February 14, 2017 as presented.
Second.
Any comments or questions on the minutes? All those in favor of approving the minutes as presented, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we have no mayor's report, no public works, economic development, no public safety committee reports. We have one item under administration committee report, and I will turn that over to Alderman.
I'd like to make a motion to approve an ordinance approving a cable television franchise agreement between the city and Comcast of Illinois and authorize the mayor and city clerk to execute.
Second.
Comments or questions? Roll call, please.
Funkhauser?
Aye.
Melschewski?
Aye.
Koch?
Aye.
Frieders?
Aye.
Tarulis?
Aye.
Colosimo?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, nothing from Park Board, planning and zoning, no city council report, anything from the city clerk?
No report.
Okay, community liaison reports.
Yes, sir.
Last night, school boards committee meeting, they did recommend for approval of a split agreement or split payment for the three crossing sites. assignments that we had approved recently, so they were favorable to continue to share, even though it was a very common plan. So it's moving forward and it will be approved by their board in session.
All right. Anything else? Okay. Any staff reports?
No reports.
On our mayor's report continuing, any discussion on 2017-2018 budget proposal? Yes, sir.
I had a couple questions, only about a dozen. But I figure I can throw them at Bart, and if you don't have answers for me, we can TBD or TBC it, whatever. Going through your memo on page 5, you talk about the fund balance approaching 40%. I know that we had... So the policy is 30%, right?
Correct.
At what point of that fund balance, is there like a trigger point where it hits a certain point and then you can use that money elsewhere? Or is it...
No. The policy used to be have a floor and a ceiling. It was 15 to 30%. And so the concept there would have been we were signaling that if we get above 30%, we would then spend that down. The last time that we amended the fund balance policy was a couple of years ago, I think, around the record then. And so the direction at the time was basically, we can take a look at that on a year-by-year basis if we have, way above 30%. But they didn't want to necessarily put a hard cap on it.
Right.
We would then have to use it.
Well, if you guys need suggestions, I live in this neighborhood over there. Still no roads. If you've been over there the last week, it's disgusting. So I'm going to keep being annoying about that. On page 11, the eligibility study.
For the downtown tip?
Yeah. Is there any update on the costs for that study?
We think that we can get it below $25,000. And that's $25,000 would basically just be Kathy's time to put into it. We think that every other component of the study that we would need, save for potentially a minor part of the housing study to do with it, mm-hmm. Would be Kathy's fees. But mapping we can do in-house, we can do all the inventory. We've got a couple staff members that have experience in doing them in the past, and then are just able to have technical capabilities to help even though they
That's pretty cool. On page 12, regarding the Beecher parking lot, I know that we have talked a little bit about either expanding the Beecher facility with a Parks and Rec facility as opposed to building on its own in the park area. If you approve the Beecher parking lot to be repaid and they get into the whole discussion about either ripping something out and redoing the HVAC separately, or expanding that thing, are we going to be able to swap something out for the parking lot and not repave it? Or is the plan to repave it regardless of whether or not we ruin it right away?
I think the plan was to repave it. It's bad enough.
Right.
It's minor enough. I think we already actually approved the bidding package for the year.
They're not taking it out. It's just seal and stripe.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, it's not even comprehensive.
Kind of looks like Whispering Meadows over there. Page 14 regarding the Bristol Bay intersection.
Except we own that parking lot.
Yeah, it's true. It's totally true. Bristol Bay intersection improvements. There's a reference on page 15 to the baseline road improvements for the bridge, and it's saying that the bridge replacement on baseline could be subsidized by the state if it happened around the same time as the 47 North expansion.
Yes.
Is there a possibility that expansion could also benefit those improvements that are needed?
Yes.
Yes? Is there like a ballpark of what that would do as far as...
Usually it's about an 80-20 funding split. If you have to do like an upgraded intersection. And I think part of that depends on like whether the roads are local versus county, what kind of usage there are surrounding them.
Okay.
So, but I think 80-20 is probably good.
Or how far to the west they want to go for, right?
Yeah.
So it could be somewhat substantial.
Yeah, similar for, was it Sycamore 34?
Yeah.
That traffic light, same thing.
But Galena and 47 need to be like that needs to be expanded, right? So it would be more over to the Bristol Bay side because the other side of the ditch, basically, right?
Right. It's the same thing on baseline. There's a creek on one side,
right?
But there's a diagonal creek on the other side of baseline, so they're going to have to kind of fit through there.
Okay. And at that point, once you're north of 30, it's the state's problem, right?
Slow
down. Slow down. The public works facility you're talking about on the 2 acres of vacant land on Wolf, with the potential for a new property on 47, would that kind of be moved over to the tower area as opposed to building something new?
Possible. We haven't, I don't think we've had any detailed conversations yet. This is what we want to do long term there.
Okay. And then, as far as Mill Road improvements, does the county or Montgomery have any ideas for any detours that could help us out across the Mill Road? Is that a no?
That's a no. Yeah.
Okay. As far as page 18, the building needs and planning. Now, that just came through on the admin packet this week, correct? With the EMG coming through and doing the building survey?
Yes, it's on tomorrow night's agenda.
So you budgeted 125 and then it's 103 is the actual dollar amount?
Yeah, and I think there were some additional fees that pushed it up to 108 is the initial proposal.
Nice eyeball, though. As far as on page 18, the riverfront development, talking about the timing of the grant that we got for the riverfront park that we got back. I've had a couple questions about this, and I didn't know the specific way of answering, but if we received a grant, we went ahead and we got playground equipment, then the state took the grant away, and we still had the playground equipment. And then we decided to put the playground equipment in, and we smelled gas, so we stopped digging because that's the smart thing to do. And now the potential of either investing a boatload of money on the riverfront to find out when it stops, if that's even appropriate, or encapsulate it, make the parking lot there, and put the playground a little bit farther to the west. Have we kind of discussed the implications as far as budgeting? Would that be more money on our end, or would it actually be less?
The remediation on site would be additional funding on top of OSLAD, and not coming from the state. It would be something out of local funds. So I know that Tim has been working with environmental consultants on a proposal that will be forthcoming on the City Park Board later this month or next month. And then it's really just whether we want to foray into that path and keep everything generally the same, park layout-wise,
right,
as it was in the past, or whether we want to change course.
Because just from my perspective, I'm getting questions on, well, how come we have the grant? We haven't done anything. When you bring up soil contamination, it's like, oh, we're going to do the stuff that you already bought. And that's kind of the...
Oh, sure.
The idea is, well, we still need to do something now. What's the intent of the city, like, as far as how much money you're going to spend?
I know over the past few months, Tim has looked at a variety of options, depending on whether the state would end up reimbursing us. And I think our thought was that in other towns where that's occurred, they've reimbursed the city for the playground equipment, really no questions asked. So everything that's outstanding, they've reimbursed.
Right.
But that if... As a backup plan, he had identified, I think it was Caledonia Park, and a couple other parks have said, we need a playground or nature park. You could potentially repurpose the layout, for that space.
Well, I guess the only outstanding question that I have on the whole thing is, so Bristol Bay has a limit, like a timeline. You have to do it before this date. Does the riverfront have a before this date, considering the fact that they rescinded it and then gave it back, and it's kind of this herky-jerky, when do we spend money? When do we build things? Kind of stuff.
They both do, and actually, Riverfront was scheduled to expire first. And the state has been very acknowledging of our issues.
Okay.
And has been, I think they've even granted us extensions beyond what they normally do just because of that situation and because of the, the hold that was placed last year.
Got it. All right, I'm good. Thank you, Scott.
Well, I'm just going through the, I just want to give the council some food for thought while you're deliberating the budget before we vote on it in the next few weeks. I went through the water and sewer fund and looked at the unfunded projects that we need to do that are not yet funded. And I just picked up on one of my work because frankly I represent Ward 1. There's Elizabeth Street Water Main at $512,000, South Main Street Water Main at $714,000, Orange Street Water Main number 1 at $167,500, Orange Street Water Main number 2 at $660,000, East Washington at $465,000, Morgan Street Water Main at $376,000, and I even threw in Fox Street for good measure, even though it's not in my ward, but it's pretty close, for $306,000. And then obviously the sewer monitoring system is recommended at $205,000 citywide. So just in my ward with the monitoring systems, we're looking at $3.4 million of unfunded mandates. Unfunded projects for water and sewer. All of those in the memo are listed as improving the water quality and fire protection safety of those areas by improving the water main. Then when you look at the water fund and the sewer fund, the water fund has a deficit of $860,736 and it's balanced at about 44%. And the sewer fund has $401,000 deficit and balanced at about 30%. And yet with these numbers, with the funds going down, just in my ward, $3.5 million worth of projects, we still continue to fund and improve and go on the bill program. Or we take money out of the sewer fund, out of the water fund, and give it back to residents as a bonus for buying a house in Yorkville to sum of $10,000 per house. I've always voted against that program. I'll continue to vote against that program. And I would seriously ask the council to start thinking about eliminating that program. Currently, we're $315,000 into the bill program, according to the memo. $200,000 out of the water fund, $115,000 out of the sewer fund. And even though the memo itself states that the build program is they believe that the build program is responsible for something that all of the building permits. Furthermore, then more and more houses are being built in Yorkville, people aren't even taking advantage of the build program. They just build it, maybe they don't even know about the program, but the developer doesn't mention it or whatever it is. And our numbers are still going up. I've said it before that dangling the carrot and charging the current resident more so we can give an incentive to the new resident of $10,000 is not good government. I've said it before that we are, in essence, picking winners and losers in the market of selling and buying homes in Yorkville. Those people who want to sell their homes in Yorkville, who might be moving from a Yorkville home to another Yorkville home, so it's not like they're leaving the community, are being penalized, and now they have to compete against builders who are getting $10,000 incentives from the taxpayers to sell their homes, when we're not giving that to our current residents. The numbers from the Water and Sewer Fund look bleak. There's tons of projects, and they keep growing. Although part of my ward is new, a majority of my ward is the old original part south of the river of Yorkville. And those water main issues are water quality and fire protection issues. As a community and as a council, our priorities are making sure that the water runs, making sure that the toilet's flush, making sure that when you call 911, the police show up at your door. Those are the main functions of government. And I think we're starting to take our eye off the ball with the build program as a nice incentive program because the builders like it, and of course the builders like it, because why wouldn't they? We're subsidizing their construction. We're giving their buyers a $10,000 incentive. They don't have to. And we're taking our eye off the obligations that we have regarding our water and safety issues with the fire protection district. So based on those numbers, I really would like the council to just think about that. I know that the vote for the bill program is not coming up until December. But I'm really having a struggle with the budget the way it is, approving these numbers when these programs are, when these infrastructure improvements are unfunded and needed, and we keep giving money away. So, that's it.
Anything else? You sure? Good discussion. Okay. Nothing else? Additional business? I was notified by Nicole that our special census is back on. I was notified by the Census Bureau last week, or earlier this week, I think late last week. And I notified her that we are moving forward with special census. And just driving through your subdivision, I think we're going to be shocked by those numbers, you know, once we get to it. So, any other additional business? Hearing none, we do have an executive session for acquisition of real property.